Now, for years, Czech football has been dogged by allegations of corruption at the highest levels, with many fans believing that the beautiful game is rotten to the core. On Wednesday, there was at least some satisfaction for those who want to see the game cleaned up. The former president of Viktoria Žižkov, Ivan Horník, was given a suspended sentence and fined almost £1 million for match-fixing charges. Rob Cameron has been following this case and joins me in the studio now. Now, this chap, Rob, Ivan Horník, he's a bit of a character, isn't he?
Yeah, you're right, Peter. He certainly is. He's physically striking, shall we say. He has a permanent tan, which he certainly didn't get in Žižkov, a rather dodgy moustache, even a dodgier curly perm, some very loud suits, and it's all topped off with a lot of gold jewellery. But it's his language which has really earned him enduring fame amongst the Czech public. He was found guilty thanks to a series of police wiretaps in which he was caught discussing bribes to throw matches with fellow officials and referees, and those wiretaps make highly entertaining reading.
OK, why is that?
Well, one thing is they used a series of coded references to the amounts of money for each bribe. So a kilo of apples was 100,000 crowns and so on. But also he and his partners in crime employed the most astonishingly crude Czech you can imagine. And we'd need more than the 2.5 minutes we have now to explain it properly. But the police transcripts were so entertaining, two popular Czech actors actually turned them into a stage play, which simply features them reading them to the audience. Here's a taste.
Nazdar, Milane, můžeme?
Jo, můžeme, jasně.
Hele, kontrolní otázka. Došly ti ty ryby?
Jo, kapřeci připlouli, pohodě.
Ty velice víš, že s municí není problém, ty velice známe, ne, co?
And I won't even begin to try and translate any of that, but the play, Peter, has become a smash hit and something of a social phenomenon.
Okay, well, back to the football anyway. I gather, though, Mr. Horník wasn't the only person to be convicted over this Viktoria Žižkov match-fixing scandal.
No, he wasn't. 10 other officials and referees were also handed down suspended sentences and fines, and all of them were banned from the game for several years. But unfortunately, the Žižkov scandal was not just an isolated incident. The courts have handled a string of cases against both officials and referees over the last few years, reinforcing the popular perception that Czech football is rotten to the core, and Ivan Horník and Viktoria Žižkov is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay, Rob Cameron there, thank you. As if to demonstrate that sport can also become theatre. Thank you, Rob.